I love helping an animal that I think doesn't have somewhere else to go. My love of animals was something I grew up with. I am an only child, and when I was 5, my mother and daddy got a dog for me named Fluffy that it lived until I went off to college. I went to the University of Florida. My first degree is in economics, and then I went back later, a few years later, to UCF and got a degree in accounting and sat for and passed the CPA exam. I wouldn't say that it was hard breaking into that field. You were maybe treated a little bit differently, like, do you really know what you're doing? This is a man's field. I wouldn't say that you were looked down on particularly, but it was a little different. I have worked in several different types of accounting jobs. I was the controller for a large tennis shoe retail business. My last paying job was the finance director for Lee County Sheriff's Department. When I retired, the first thing I did was start volunteering at the Humane Society down on Martin Luther King Boulevard, and I would answer the phone every day, and every day somebody would say, I really want to get my animal spayed or neutered, but I just don't quite have enough money to get to a full-service veterinarian. So I found a spay-neuter clinic in Naples at the time. I went down and met the veterinarian and said, you know, if I build the clinic, will you come and help me do that? And we did that in December of 1998, and this is 15 years and 70,000 surgeries later. We do somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 spays and neuters every year. In addition, we probably do 500 surgeries that are not spay neuters, but that usually are life-threatening for an animal. And decided on a location for the clinic in North Fort Myers because the biggest accumulation of low-income neighborhoods are in North Fort Myers or East Fort Myers. My father had just passed away right before I built the clinic, and I was able to use my own funds to build the first clinic. And now it supports itself. I've gotten grants. Most of the big box store pet stores give grants to spay-neuter clinics, as well as I have some small family foundations that give me several thousand dollars a year. We were able this year to buy a building. It was an old bank 20 years ago. It's right on Pondella Road. The owner of the building was kind enough to loan us the money, and the mortgage is about what the rent was, and I'm hoping in 10 years that we will pay off the building and I'll be able to turn it over to the community and let somebody else continue on. It's all certainly rewarding to help the people and the animals as well. I have a lot of people that thank me that I know they sincerely don't have the money to help those animals unless we help them. And they're good people. They're good pet owners. They just don't have quite enough money for whatever their situation is right now. 20 years ago, we were euthanizing somewhere between 13 million and 14 million animals, dogs and cats, in the United States. Today, we are down to about 4 to 5 million euthanasias per year in the United States. We still don't have enough homes for the animals that are coming into the world, and that's the biggest thing I can do to help animals is cause there to be less animals.